Now, Chicago is an interesting study, though. Matt Rosenberg, author of the new book, What Next, Chicago? Notes of a, I'll say, ticked off son, native son. But Matt's been with us before, but I want to bring him back because in Chicago, and you look at some of these, some of the, a judge blocking the mayor's vaccine mandate, but when you look at this, violence is continuing. You look at the real story in Chicago, unfortunately, Matt Rosenberg, in your book, you know this better than me and us. Each weekend, there's 30 or 40 people violently hurt in Chicago. And that's been going on for a long time. Matt joins us, GMI Studios. Matt Rosenberg, the book, What Next, Chicago? How are you?
Hey, I'm great. Good to be with you, Jack. Thank you.
Well, thanks for being flexible. Tell us a little bit about What Next and what's going on in Chicago.
Well, we've had just a cascading increase in violent crime. We're pushing 700 murders already, and the year's, you know, still got two more months to go. Carjackings are up 40% from last year and almost 200% from 2019. And around it all, we've got this sort of racial essentialism. There is a common strand here with what happened in Virginia. There's things going on in San Francisco, even where progressives have had it with progressivism. Some things going on around school admissions at a select top high school there. The imposition of racial quotas at Lowell High School by the San Francisco School Board. But in Chicago, the violence is an elephant in the room that ties in to this unified theory of systemic racism. And I use that term rather than critical race theory, but we're really talking about the same thing. The elephant in the room is that young black men are out of control and no one will talk about it, and all the problems are blamed on systemic racism. And at the head of our parade, sadly, is our mayor, Lori Lightfoot. So places like Chicago and San Francisco, where a woman named London Breed is the mayor, and she's cut from the same cloth as Lori Lightfoot, these cities need their own Eric Adams. Speaking of yesterday's election results, a moderate Democrat is now going to be the mayor of New York. He supports police and greater police accountability. He supports school choice, and he's not about to score cheap points with any, you know, critical race theory stance. He wants to take care of business. So I think we're seeing a turnabout, obviously, in state elections. In Virginia, where the suburban electorate was rightly up in arms
right.
about things going on in the schools there and in our big cities, we're seeing a turnabout and a pushback to the extremism of, you know, progressive political elites. And it's a huge, huge wake-up call this morning in America.
What about Chicago? You're the native son. You're from there. Your book is out, What Next, Chicago? Matt Rosenberg, Amazon.com. Matt, what about your city? I mean, Chicago's got a great history. It's known as a pretty cool place. You got the waterfront there. You got a great sports history, a great people like it and all that. But I've looked, you know, for a couple of years now, I've commented on my own show about the number of young people who are just killing each other or hurting innocent people. And at what point does Chicago get a moderate thinking person to realize you can't blame the police for everything?
Yeah, you know, that's the question that's bedeviling us all. And I'm asked that question often. And it really is the question, Jack. You know, when are people here going to say, you know, basta, enough? It's not clear. We need some sort of bottom-up revolution. Right now, sadly, we've got 33% voter turnout in our local elections because they're hidden in odd-numbered years at the beginning of the year. Here's what I think. I think it has to come from minority communities, and I've seen some indicators, some early signs that people have had enough. I'll give you one quick example. We have a great school choice program here above and beyond charter schools. It's a state income tax credit. If I give money for private school scholarships for minority students through this state program, I get a 75% credit on my donation when I have to come pay my state income tax here in Illinois. That's a great thing. Two times, though, our billionaire Democratic governor, J.B. Pritzker, tried to kneecap this program. And two times, minority parents and students pushed back and convinced Democratic legislators in our state capitol to leave the program alone. That was huge right there. But we need to see that same kind of energy at the grassroots level in Chicago in minority communities where basically they say, you know, no more black and Latino aldermen and public officials who simply mouth the words about, you know, racial justice and social justice while the violence continues. So it has to start at the grassroots, in the homes, right, in the churches, and in the schools. The good news, too, though, there are success stories, and I found them when I went deep into the South Side. There are intact two-parent families,
right,
in Black Chicago, entrepreneurs, pastors, a lot of people working really, really hard on this.
Yeah. And Matt Rosenberg, of course, you're from, you've lived there for almost three decades. Are you getting any pushback on your book locally?
A little bit, you know, and I mean, and some of my more progressive friends are giving, among others, are giving me this sort of, oh, well, you know, it's very complicated. You have to understand the deep roots, yeah, of systemic racism, that kind of thing. And I'm done with that. And I think an awful lot of black people that I've talked to are done with,
yeah,
that.
Well, apparently a lot of parents in Virginia are done with it because look at some of the issues. You had the Republican there, Youngkin, take it right to the suburbs, talking about public education, talking about some of the curriculum, talking about the fact, mm-hmm, that school boards are shutting the parents out. And anytime you ask a question, you're accused of this or that. And parents are saying, no, that's not who I am. But I also am going to be involved in my kids' education or my community. And look what happened. So maybe that's a bell that will go off. And I think, Matt, before I let you go, you've been a journalist, right? You know this stuff.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Isn't it going to be a tad amusing? Let me ask you to take your hat off of Chicago in your book. Isn't it going to be a tad amusing to watch President Biden come back from his trip abroad where he wants to talk about climate change and legislation? And he's got to deal with his own Democratic Party on a bigger budget or reconciliation bill and have to answer questions about, wait a minute, Terry McAuliffe is the Democratic Party. He was Democratic National Chair. He ran the Clinton campaigns, pretty much. He's a very, very good friend of yours, very good friends of President Obama. How did he lose? And New Jersey, Mr. President, that wasn't supposed to even be. How is the Biden White House going to spin this one, or can they?
I don't think they can. He's going to have to answer for the synchronicity, really, between the overreach by the Democrats at the federal level and the overreach by the Democrats in the state houses and the city halls. And, you know, the thing is, this stuff is always cyclical, right? So now there is going to be a Republican and centrist wave that is deserved. But what will those interests do with the power they get? And I submit that finally, for once now, the centrists and the moderates have to mount an aggressive urban agenda, certainly too at the federal level. We know what that looks like, though, from the very vocal opposition in Congress and the Senate. Less clear is what the strong problem-solving centrist agenda looks like in our cities. And our cities, after all, are where 85% of our nation's population lives. So I tried to outline what a good policy playbook and a good rhetorical playbook would look like for Chicago. There's another book out about San Francisco right now that's really interesting called San Francisco, and aptly titled. And so and Eric Adams now, he'll have to put up, you know, he'll have to prove that, you know, it was smart to elect him. He'll have to actualize that sort of centrist agenda for New York City. So we're at an inflection point for U.S. cities, and we need centrists to deliver a really strong agenda that solves problems, because progressives have not been solving problems. They've just been building a rhetorical wall higher and higher.
Well, we can all move to Seattle if that doesn't work, right? Matt Rosenberg, author of the book, What Next? Chicago, Notes of a Pissed Off Native Son. Thank you, Matt.
My pleasure, Jack.